Polly Coyne is among the hundreds of thousands of people who've decided to flee Ivan. She left her home in Mobile, Alabama yesterday, picked up her son Michael in Kill, Mississippi, and tried to head north. But traffic was so bad, they decided to turn off the highway.
To avoid sitting in the long lines and the frustration and the inch by inch, we just kept finding an alternate route west, more west, more west. Every time we could find a road that wasn't crowded, that would take us west, and we were going to go back up north, but traffic was so bad and so many people were out, and so we just ended up driving, and finally we were over at Macomb, Mississippi, and we were able to find a room for the night, but they could not guarantee us a room for two nights. So we spent the night there, and we decided this morning to leave and come toward Natchez. And we went to Natchez, and we've been to hotel after hotel after hotel, and there are no rooms available. So then we left Natchez, and we crossed the bridge over into a little town called Jonesville, and that's where we are right now.
And that's in Louisiana.
This is in Louisiana, right.
So you've made your way all the way from Alabama, all the way across Mississippi, and into Louisiana now.
Right.
So I guess this is the kind of time when you need a really good map in the car and hopefully a cell phone with a strong battery.
Exactly, and I have my recharging battery, so, you know, I can charge up. But, yeah, the frustration of this is being in the car, doing all this driving and trying to find a place to stay. It's really frustrating. You see everybody else going through the same thing. They've got their road maps out. We're sitting at red lights, and everybody's got their map looking and seeing if they want to go north or west or what they want to do, and just tons and tons of traffic in these little towns. And you can see so many tags from different states, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And there goes Georgia, yeah.
There goes Georgia.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people on the road, and you can see their cars are full of belongings, and we've got plenty of water and with some blankets and stuff, you know. We've got food to eat, so it's not as bad over here. There are restaurants open, so I don't think food's going to be a problem. But when we go back toward the damaged area, we could get stuck in traffic, and we need bottled water and our Cokes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And any idea when you think that might be, that you can turn around and go home?
Well, the storm, I talked to my husband. He unfortunately stayed in Mobile.
He stayed.
To take care of the animals and the pets. And he didn't want to go. He didn't want to travel and be on the road. And he said the storm is going to hit between 1 and 3 this morning. So I figure it'll be, most of that will be pretty bad all day tomorrow, and then I'll start heading back the next day, trying to get through if I can.
Where is he going to go? Is he going to stay in the house with the animals?
He's in the house, and he's well-stocked, you know, and he's boarded up. We put all our things that were outside, we put them in our greenhouse and locked the greenhouse, and hopefully all that will stand up through this.
Well, that's going to make you a little nervous knowing that he's back there.
Oh, I'm just going crazy knowing that he is still there and not in a safe place. And I worried about my son in Mississippi, and so I went and drug him with me, and now he's on this eternal hunt for a place to stay, you know. And I went through Camille in 69, and I went through Frederick in Mobile when I moved over there, and I know how these storms can be. I know about the tornadoes. I know about the high waves, the surge coming in. And I've been through that, and so I'm the one that has to get out of town.
You knew you didn't want to stick around.
No, I don't want to stick around. When it's a Category 5, 4, or 3, I run.
Well, Ms. Coyne, thanks for talking with us, and stay safe.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Polly Coyne of Mobile, Alabama. She and her son, Michael McGee, are on the road trying to get out of the way of Hurricane Ivan. Since we spoke, they've turned around and headed for northern Mississippi. They hope to make it to her brother's house in Olive Branch before the storm hits. As of 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Ivan was centered 135 miles south of the Alabama coast. The storm is moving north at 14 miles per hour.